Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We got a real gem for you today. There is a group called the Hudson Valley Ski Club, and I'm going to be interviewing here President Keith Fauchet. Hello. I was searching on other ski things because it's the winter, and I found you guys, and I had no clue that you even exist. First of all, where are you located?
Well, we are located in Poughkeepsie. We have meetings twice a month, first and third Wednesdays of the month, at the Poughkeepsie Steakhouse in Red Oaks Mill. Used to be Hobnobbin Gibbons. Mm-hmm. And our club was formed back in 1938, actually.
Wow.
It's been around a long time.
Wow.
And I believe I wasn't there at the time, but I believe it was just a group of people that said, you know, we need to get a club together to go skiing. And there was a lot of IBMers at the time. As I think many of your viewers know, listeners know, that IBM was very big in the area.
Oh, yeah.
At one point, we had over 600 members.
Wow.
And we currently we're running our 170. Let me see. My latest total is 153 members.
Uh huh. That's big.
And yeah. We're and it's a great group of people. And we do not only skiing. We're a year-round club. We hike. We bike. We kayak.
Ooh, we'll get into all of that stuff. Let me ask you a question. Do you have to be a member of IBM to join today if you want to?
You do not. You do not. We are open to anyone and everyone over 21 years of age.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, my husband's a member of a British car club. And I'll tell you, you know, when you got those common interests, it's so much fun. And then with your size, I mean, if you take trips and things, you could negotiate pretty good deals, I would think. So
we do very well on trips. Most of our I've had many people tell us that they've tried to duplicate one of our trips on their own, and they can't come anywhere near the price.
Wow.
And plus, you pay your money, and we arrange everything for you, from getting you to the airport to getting you back again.
Oh, so you don't have to worry about anything.
The lift tickets, you really don't have to do. We take care of dinners and breakfasts.
Hey, you guys sound pretty good.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And skiing, you know, if you don't know what you're doing as far as the negotiations, you spend more. And, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah, we have a tour operator who looks for deals for us and lets us know.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of every trip, we do a survey of our members and ask them how they like that trip and what ones they would like to do in the future so we can know where to look.
Do children go? Children can go or no? Just adults?
Usually no. As I said, 21 and older.
Okay.
Of course, a lot of us now have grandchildren and that question does come up. We're not opposed to the idea, but you know, it's an adult club.
Yeah, maybe once in a while you do a family thing and just have something local where you don't have to go too far and
everybody brings the kids. So we have day trips on our website and on our Facebook page. You can see Wednesdays we go up to Windham and Tuesdays as a group that goes to Hunter. And you just kind of put it out there, I'd like to go, and they set up carpools, meet at the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you go out to lunch then, and you just, you know, spend the whole day.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Yep. We'll meet at the mountain or carpool, as I said, and ski the day. So you're skiing with friends. You're not skiing alone. And we also have on our website all the deals that are out there, what mountains are offering senior discounts, what mountains are offering. A lot of the mountains offer club discounts.
Okay.
Show your membership card and get a cheaper price.
We're going to get to that later in the show, the different places. Go through a year with me. You said you're doing biking and other things. Let's take the 12 months, and maybe you can go into the different things you're doing during the year. I would think somebody would want to join. This sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Well, let's just start right here in January. We start right away with trips to Killington. We also go, and then at the end of January, we'll take a western trip, and this year we were going to Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Wow, nice.
And then in February, we do a week-long trip to Mount Snow. It's a four-day trip to Mount Snow in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have trips to locally, like Attitash, New Hampshire, Stratton, Bromley, February. That takes care of those. At the end of February, we'll have another western trip, usually. This year we're not, because we're actually going, we have a sister club across the river.
Uh-huh.
And they're sponsoring the trip to France, the Val d'Isère, France.
Wow.
In the end of February, beginning of March.
Okay. And you can go with them if you want.
We can go with them. Yeah, we reciprocate. They can go on our trips.
Nice.
We go on their trips. That's the Trail Sweepers in Kingston.
Okay.
And then come, let me see, March, there'll be other trips, usually up to Vermont, Attitash in New Hampshire we go to. Back in a few years ago, we actually went to Chamonix, France. Our club did a trip to there.
Wow, that's
And then comes January, February, March, and then April we'll start with some hiking. You'll start seeing it in our newsletter. We have a monthly newsletter also. Mm-hmm. And we'll start doing hiking, and our one of our members will be a leader. They'll organize where you meet and tell you what to bring and how difficult it is. Mm-hmm. Same with kayak trips. They organize. We have very great members. I'm really, I am fortunate to have good members and good volunteers, and they will organize these things. And then bike trips, bike rides also. There's a group that rides every Monday night, and I believe there's another group that rides every Thursday night. Then we get into the summer, and that stuff continues right through the summer. And meanwhile, our trip committee is putting together the trips for the following year. So come June, we have a meeting, and you can sign up for the trips that you want to go on for the following year.
Oh, for June. Okay. And they could plan the pricing better and everything, too.
That's... Right. We plan to, so you pay a month, a set amount every month. So come December, you're paid up and ready to go. You know, just pack and join us on the bus.
You know, when these clubs go this long, really all the bugs are worked out and the things work so smoothly and beautifully, right? Because it's been happening for years and years. That's really wonderful.
Exactly.
I wanted to ask a couple of questions. With the kayaking, where are you doing your kayaking? Is it mostly just like on the Hudson, or are you going to?
Oh, no, everywhere. There's rivers and creeks and lakes, and there's a trip. One fella takes a trip up to the Adirondacks.
Okay.
A camping kayaking trip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we go all over.
You're going out of the state to Connecticut and Massachusetts for those too, or?
Sometimes. Uh-huh. We also join up, as I mentioned, the other sister club across the river. They have a couple who do trips.
Uh-huh.
And so we keep active. We really do.
This sounds fantastic. And the biking is the Mid-Hudson area, or how far do they go?
Mid-Hudson, yes. And we have one trip that we used to do, I don't think we did this year, was to Killington. And it's a weekend of, you can do all three of those, biking, hiking, or kayaking.
Okay.
In the Killington area.
So they would bring their bike up there and then...
You bring your bike or rent.
Wow, that's
There's
nice.
There's always rental that's available. During the year, we also do volunteer community service. We clean up the Dutchess Rail Trail out by H.G. Pages.
Uh-huh.
Three times a year. We have members who volunteer at the Adaptive Services up in Windham. They take in disabled children or people from 5 years and up.
Oh, that's nice.
And a couple of years ago, we had volunteers that went to the Special Olympics when they were in the Hudson Valley for the Winter Special Olympics. We had volunteers who worked it. Our Christmas party we have annually. We have a food drive for the Hudson Valley Food Bank.
Okay.
We collect food. Yeah, that was very successful.
You guys keep active.
Yeah, we have a great group of people.
Well, I tell you, the first thing when I saw when I happened to click on the thing and see the website, it had some pictures of your members. And I looked at everybody, and, I could see that, these aren't like 20-year-olds. They were older. The vibrancy in your faces, I'm thinking, man, these guys have good circulation. That was the first thing that went through my mind.
Yes, we look very healthy,
vibrant.
Yeah, we have fun. And along those lines, we also have a thing we call on Friday night, we have race training.
Okay.
It's just code word for happy hour.
Okay. Where do you do that? Whereabouts is that?
Oh, different restaurants. We have a very good volunteer who takes care of that for us, and she takes us all over the Hudson Valley for Friday night happy hour.
Yeah. That's nice. So that would go out on your newsletter? How would they find out what's going on?
Yes, it's on our newsletter. It's on our website, HudsonValleySkiClub.org.
Okay.
Excellent website.
Yeah. ValleySkiClub.org.
And there you can see our newsletters. You can sign up for trips. You can sign up to be a member. We will take non-members, but first come, first serve goes to our members.
Yep. Is there a membership fee, or how do you do that?
It's an annual fee of $50 for a member and $70 for a couple.
Okay, man, that's a bargain.
Yeah, we have many couples. We have a lot of couples.
Uh-huh.
And we have a lot of singles. We have a little bit of everything. Like I said, it's 21 and older.
Yeah.
And a few of our couples actually met in the ski club, because back when it was a huge club, it was a lot of singles and
sure.
a lot of meet and greets. Yeah.
Well, I think you probably have a lot of people out there that like to ski. They don't necessarily like going by themselves. I think my husband will probably join, because I'll tell you, I got pretty bad knees, so you're never going to see me on mm-hmm. skis. But
no.
he loves to try these things. Now, do things like cross-country skiing, or once you get to the ski center, everybody can do what they want kind of a thing?
Exactly. Everybody can do what they want. And we do have cross-country. We have snowboarders in our membership. We also have certified instructors. And as part of your membership, you can take lessons. They will gladly give you lessons.
Wow.
We have a Learn to Ski on Wednesday with a couple of our instructors.
Learn to Ski. Now, tell me about that. How does that work?
Well, you just sign up. The instructors will pick the day that they can go, and they usually pick a day when you can get a cheap ticket through one of the local ski shops.
Mm-hmm.
And you meet at the mountain, and he will spend the day with you in a group, or if you're the only one, you're the only one, and spend the day with you, give you some tips, watch, see how you're doing,
uh-huh.
and help you to enjoy the sport, because it isn't much fun if you're not having fun.
Or if you break a leg, yeah.
We try to stay away from that.
Yeah. so if, you know, if they had gone and tried to get lessons on their own, this would be cheaper. You'd save money, too.
Well, yes, and you're with friends. You're not
and
in a group
friends.
Of people you don't know.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend anyone, whether you join our club or not,
mm-hmm.
rent from the mountain and take lessons from the mountain. Don't go with somebody that says, hey, my sister has skis and boots. Put those on, and
uh-huh.
I'll take you up to the top. Don't do that.
So they're renting.
Ruin you for skiing.
It has to do with the fitting of the equipment? Is that the
exactly.
Key thing?
Exactly. You need a professional at the mountain. We'll get your weight, your height,
uh-huh.
Your ability, and fit you with a pair of boots and a pair of skis so that you can really go out and enjoy your day. And, enjoy the mountain.
Yeah.
And their instructors are very good. I've had my grandkids take lessons. I've taken lessons.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, I still every year I will get a tune-up lesson from one of our instructors. Just and there's always new stuff out there. Ski technology is
yeah.
changing.
Yeah,
they're not the straight, long, skinny skis they used to be way back when. They're very easy. They're user friendly.
So they're shorter than they used to be now.
They're shorter than they used to be. They're fatter. They're wider.
Oh.
They turn much easier.
The
technology has advanced, and it's always changing. So it's always good to. And we, along with our at our meetings, we have programs, and we will bring in boot fitters, the latest ski. We'll bring a person in to tell us about the latest skis.
Uh huh.
We've had a session on how to sharpen your own skis, how to tune them up. And we had a program. In fact, last year we had a local bike shop invite us in, and he went over the latest in bikes and equipment and helmets and stuff to keep our members informed and make sure they're out there enjoying themselves and being safe.
Wow, I wish I could have heard that one, too. These are really, really good. So you have
yes.
a lot of intelligence behind this club. I could see it.
We've been around a long time, and we like to take care of our members. And as I said, it's a great group of people. My wife, who does not ski, she's a member,
mm-hmm.
and she's going with me. We're leaving for Jackson Hole tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and so a spouse can go along even if you can't ski.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's a member, so
yeah.
she can go. And just for the camaraderie and maybe a little shopping.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, the sky's the limit. If you go overseas, you go up west, and you have the local stuff.
Yes. And we meet other members of other ski clubs.
Uh-huh.
We go to ski shows. The week or the 4 days that we spend at Mount Snow is actually what they call their ski club week.
Uh-huh.
And we've met clubs from Atlanta, from Detroit, from Miami. You'd be surprised. Atlanta, Georgia has a rather large ski club.
Does it real? Well, there's no snow down here, so they have to
go. Well, they have to go somewhere.
Yeah. That's boy, you put a Hunter Mountain down in that area, that would be something.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Well, who knows? With climate change, maybe someday we might see something weird going on.
Well, I keep my fingers crossed every year. I know nobody likes snow, but I like the mountains to get snow, keep them in business.
Sure. I wonder, maybe we could take a little time and you can tell me about some of the different ski centers that you've been to and, you know, good for beginners, what you like about them and things like that. Ideas for people.
Okay. Well, you just mentioned Hunter, and that's a fine mountain. They've been in business a long time. They have tremendous snowmaking, so someplace else might not have snow. They will.
They go into May, right? I think you could ski in May.
They go a long time.
Yeah.
Yep. And then near there is Bel Air, which is a state-run mountain.
And that's in Ulster.
And they put a lot of money.
Yeah, that's Ulster.
Yeah. And they put a lot of money into it. And they've rebuilt lodges and put in some new lifts.
Rebuilt lodges.
Wyndham happens to be my favorite.
Uh-huh.
My grandkids like it. And it's got some good, nice beginner trails. And they have great snowmaking also.
And that's up next to, near Hunter in Greene County. Those two are Greene County, Hunter and Wyndham.
Yeah, they're not far apart from each other. Yeah. And they have great instructors, very good instructors, as does Hunter.
I think the Hunter Mountain one has those, what do they call them, black diamond, when they're really advanced? They've got really advanced ones?
Yes, you want to make sure you know what you're doing and have the right equipment.
Before you go there.
Diamonds and black diamonds, right.
Yeah.
But the way they rate them is there's a green trail, which is beginner, and then a blue trail, which is an intermediate.
Uh-huh.
And then you get into your black diamonds and the double black.
Oh, and they got double black. Any of your members go for the high level?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. We have members. When we go to a mountain like, let's say, Jackson Hole, and we get up there, you'll see people planning their day. We'll meet for breakfast, and we'll plan our day. And you'll go out with a group of people, and the different levels will break off.
Oh, I see.
The more experienced skiers will ski with the less experienced, and then they'll say, okay, we're going to go up higher. And then eventually by the end of the week, you've gotten your people that you enjoy skiing with, and nobody's holding anybody back or taking anybody where they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And one person will usually lead. There will be one person in the group say, okay, I want to go over and do trail X.
Yeah.
And everybody say, okay, fine, if you know the way, and they'll follow down. And we'll go down, we'll stop and rest and enjoy the scenery, take some pictures.
Yeah.
Then go down a little bit farther. And there's no pressure. If you're done, if you don't feel up to it, you head in.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see you at the fireplace.
Can they go to a different trail and just do something else?
They certainly can.
Yeah.
They certainly can. You can ski by yourself. Sometimes I'll break off and just say, you know what, I'm going to go try something on my own.
Yeah.
And I'll go do that. And we have an interesting system. Every member has a green pennant, a flag that we put on our poles.
Okay.
So if you're going by a lodge or something and you'll see a bunch of green flags, that you'll know our members are in having a snack or hot chocolate.
Wow, that's
and
so nice.
Yeah. Yeah. and actually, as you're going up the lift, you can look down and see people skiing underneath, and you know you're members of your club.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. That's really cool. Now, what about for like somebody with young kids and maybe like, have you heard about Mount Peter down in Orange County or I'm trying to think.
I have not. There are mountains out in Orange County. There's some in New Jersey. There's some great mountains in Pennsylvania, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We have not been down that way.
Yeah.
I'm sure some of my members have. But we tend to stay in the Catskills and up into Vermont and New Hampshire.
Yeah. Now, Catamount, that's somewhere on your side of the river, isn't it?
Yes, that's Massachusetts.
That's Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Okay, Catamount.
Yeah, there's Butternut, and they're nice little mountains. They're family-oriented mountains. They've been there a long time.
Is that the Berkshires, would you say?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're easy drive. Uh-huh. Within an hour and a half, 3 hours, you can be at some great mountains. Mount Snow in Vermont is a fine mountain.
What about Gore? What do you think of Gore Mountain? Now, that's in the Adirondacks, I think.
That's the Adirondacks. We actually, one of our trips is to Gore.
Uh-huh.
I think this year we're taking some people up to Gore. And that's a nice mountain, but It's a little more difficult than some,
uh-huh.
but it's a fun mountain. They have a gondola, which I don't know if you're, uh-huh. you're familiar, but usually chairlifts are just that. They're a chair you sit in, maybe four or six across, and you're open to the elements. But Gore has a gondola where you put your skis in a holder outside and climb inside a gondola, and it closes, and
wow.
you go up.
That saves you a lot of walking.
Well, you don't want to be walking up the mountain.
No, you don't.
And worse, you don't want to be walking down the mountain.
Yeah, yeah. Now, is Thunder Ridge, where is that one, too? I've got to ask you about that.
Thunder Ridge is in Patterson, well, over Pauling-Patterson area.
So that's Putnam County, right?
Putnam County, correct.
Okay.
And they've been around a long time, and that's a smaller mountain. That's probably very good for beginners.
And that's a family-owned operation.
Yes, and there you have the issue of snow. You know, down here we don't get a whole lot of snow.
Yeah.
And I don't know what their snowmaking ability is, but they've been there a long time, and that's probably a very good mountain for a beginner, I would say.
The fact that they can still make snow there, that's a pretty good deal because it's been getting harder and harder.
That's an art unto itself, is knowing when to make the snow, when not to.
Yeah.
Hunter has it down pretty good. Most of the mountains have it down pretty good.
That's phenomenal.
And you can start skiing before Thanksgiving. I left in my first day is the day after Thanksgiving.
Wow, isn't that something? And that's up in Greene County, or where do you start?
Oh, that would be up in Greene County,
yeah.
Correct, up at Windham or Hunter.
Yep.
They start making it as soon as it gets cold. It may not be cold or snowy down here, but it is up there.
I remember back in the 90s when I first started Weekend Magazine, we had a print version and we had the radio. And in the print version, the guy that was the head of tourism in Greene County, what's his name, Kirkmore, he told me, he says, you know, this is the only county, he says, in May, you go to one side of the county, you go skiing, and you go then on the other side, and you go golfing. He's got great golf yep. over there, too. And he says the same day, you can go and do both things in different
exactly.
parts of the county. So
yeah, that's a dream. That's a wish I have at some point. Windham has a golf course right next to it.
Oh, do they? Yeah.
And I'm going to do that one of these days. I'm going to go ski and play golf
yeah.
someday.
That's a nice combination.
Yes.
Do you guys don't stay overnight here in the Hudson Valley, right? Your overnights are when you're going to
correct.
Other states, right?
Yeah, okay. We're usually 3 hours away. Like Mount Snow, we stay over. But that, you provide your own transportation.
Uh-huh.
The Western trips, we provide a bus to get you from usually Highland. There's a park and ride over in Highland. We leave from there and go to whichever airport we're going to.
Okay. You fly out of the city or Jersey?
We fly out of Albany. For Jackson Hole tomorrow, we'll be flying out of Albany.
Okay.
We go to Newark, we go to JFK, whatever the tour, the operator package comes with.
Fantastic. Man, I'll tell you, this sounds great.
And I said, we meet first and third Wednesdays of the month at 7:30 at the Poughkeepsie Steakhouse in Red Oak Mill.
Yep.
Come on in, sit through a meeting, come up, talk to me. I'd love to talk to you.
And maybe
any prospective members.
Give us a phone number, too, if somebody needs to call you directly, and an email, if somebody needs to email you,
with
the website.
You can find it. The website is HudsonValleySkiClub.org.
Okay.
And there'll be websites on there and a phone number. But if someone wants to call me direct,
uh-huh.
you can call me at 845-282-0387.
Okay. And you could leave an email on the website, too, because I remember that's how I first contacted you.
Yes, you can send an email, too. I believe there's an address for the president. There's one for the secretary.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to you. And you can also see us at, we actually were at the Kingston Expo. I believe that's coming up. We were there last year. It was a great, great event. We'll be
when's
there
that?
Again.
I never heard about that. That's
To be honest with you, I don't have the info right in front of me.
All right, I could Google that. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we're in the next county. We don't know what's going on, you know, half an hour north of us.
It was a great event. We did it last year, and we got a lot of exposure there.
Fantastic. Well, Keith, our time has run out. I appreciate you coming on. My husband might end up joining you guys, because I tell you, it sounds like you're doing everything that he's been wanting to do, and I feel guilty, you know, like I'm holding him back because he wants to go do other stuff, and
okay.
I can't do a lot of that stuff. But the fact that your wife can join and go with you on things, that's a nice thing, too. So.
Sure. We would love to have them. Come on down.
Okay. All right. You have a safe trip and a wonderful season.
Well, thank you very much for including us.
You're welcome. Right. Well, that's a wrap, folks. I hope you check out this Hudson Valley Ski Club. It really sounds interesting, and you might have a nice time, make some new friends, and go to some new fun places. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.